We are up to Mitzvah Taf Kuf Pei Vav, Mitzvah 586. The next mitzvah relating to issues of Mashkon, third out of five relating to Mashkon. There are four Los Aseis and one Asei, Taf Kuf Pei Vav, the Isser of withholding a Mashkon from its owner at a time that the owner needs it, Be'eshet Sarichlo. And the next mitzvah, B'ez Hashem, that we'll do is the mitzvah Asei that goes along with it of giving it back at the time that they need it. Again, the Torah tells us here, and if you're keeping track, this is mitzvah number 55 out of 74 in Parshas Kisaitse. Says the Torah right here relating to Mashkons. When you have a chov against someone, don't go into his house to forcibly take his mashkon, take a collateral. That's what we discussed last time. You have to wait outside. And the man that you are biting from, that is lending, borrowing from you, he should go inside and bring it out to you. And if he is a poor man, that's today's mitzvah. Do not lie. Do not go to sleep with his avot. Meaning, if it's something that he needs at night, don't sleep with it. What do you mean? Lo tishka va'avoto. Rashi, lo tishka va'avoto etzelcha. Don't go to sleep when the avot is still with you. Still with you. What should you do? Hashev tashiv lo eso avot. Return it. You shall surely return it. That's the mitzvah zaseh. That's going to be 587. Right? Surely return it. Kevo Hashemesh as the sun comes. Vishachav b'salmaso uveiracheka. And then he goes to sleep in his salma. You give him back his pajamas. Uveiracheka. And then he will give you a bracha for being so good to him. Ulacha tiyet tzedaka lefnei Hashem alokecha. And to you will be tzedaka. That was the pasuk we quoted yesterday from Rabbi Yitzchak. The makar that Rabbi Yitzchak calls that Balchov is konem mashkon. That the Balchov owns it somewhat, because if you're giving him back his own property, that's not such great stucca. That would be called stucca by the Torah. It must be that it's really yours somewhat, and you're giving it back. That's called ulacha tiyet stucca lifnei Hashem alokecha. So that is balchov konem mashkon vechulu. So let's talk about a couple of issues related to this isser and about mashkon in general. First, a point on a Rashi that I did not mention yesterday or today. It's related to all of them. The introductory phrase, kisash avarecha mashas meuma. What does Rashi say? Chov shel klum. Meuma is anything. Meaning if you lend anything, chov shel klum, of something. Sometimes klum means something, and sometimes klum means nothing. Right? Says the Sifsei Chachamim here. Avalo tefarish milas meuma zeh, kishar meuma, shekasuv bikra, shepirusho lo klum. Don't think that this means nothing, right? It means something. Chov shel klum, that's Rashi. If you look, though, Rav Sternbach points out that maybe we should connect this to the Rashi back in Mishpatim. Remember, we have similar psukim in Mishpatim in the second half of Mishpatim, where the pasuk starts off in Kesef Talva and Perach of Beis. As we mentioned then, the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim had two separate parshios, Parsha Mishpatim and Parshas of Kesef Talva. We have it as two. We have the two linked together as one parsha, but in the second half, the mitzvah of lending money, im kesef talveh, es ani imach, lo si elo kenoshe, and the pasuk continues, im chavol tachbol salmas reyecha, if you take a mashkon, ad bo ha-shemesh tishivenu lo, return it to him, similar psukim. Also, the shemesh mentioned there, tishivenu lo, we'll get to that pasuk in a minute, ki hi chzuso levado, this is his clothing, hi simlaso lo-oro, this is the clothing that he wears to cover himself, bame yishkav, what is he going to sleep in if you don't return it? If he cries to me, v'shamati, I will listen to him. Ki chanun ani, because I am compassionate, I am understanding, and therefore you need to give back his mashkon, his clothing, whatever he needs, at the time that he needs it. Obviously, if he has many items, you don't have to give back if he doesn't need it. But the isser is, in a case where he needs it. What does Rashi there say? Imchol tachvol, kol lashon chavala eino mashkon b'shas halva. We'll get to this in the halacha part of the chinuch, but here the Rashi already says it. This whole isser of not returning something is only a mashkon that's taken later. Shelo b'shas halva, meaning it's time to collect my loan. He doesn't have it ready. He doesn't have enough money to pay me back, so I take a mashkon. That's the mashkon that you have to give back. That wasn't part of the original conditions, so you have to give that back at times that he needs it. You could hold it as security, but when he needs it, you have to give it back, and then he has to give it back to you after. Ella, well, what is being meant here, not the mashkon b'shas halva, ela shememashkon is alove kishemegi azman ve'ino poreya. And then there's a parenthesis in Rashi. So not everybody might read this, but this is what Rashi says there in parentheses, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma. Chavol tachbol, kafalacha bechavala ad kama pa'amim. It repeats it, right? Kama pa'amim, chavol tachbol. Why does it repeat it here? Says Rashi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Kama ata chayav li. How much do you owe me? V'hari nafshecha ole etzli kol emesh ve'emesh. Every night your nefesh, your neshama comes up to me. V'nosenes din v'cheshbon. And gives a din v'cheshbon about what happened. Right? The Vilna Gaon, din what I could have done, and din what I did, and cheshbon what I could have done during that time. Din v'cheshbon. Or din what I did, and cheshbon how I affected others. Din v'cheshbon. O mischayeves lefanai. And it's chayev to me. V'ani machzir lecha. And I give it back. I give you back your neshama in the morning. Afata tol v'hashev tol v'hashev. Even if it happens a number of times, in chavol tachmol, take it in the morning, give it back. Take it in the morning, give it back. So it's a mashal, just like you, I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like I give back your neshama every day, I take it somewhat as a mashkon every night, so too you shall give back. Says Rav Sternbach, maybe that's what's meant by our Rashi now. In Kisajavarecha Mashas Me'uma Chov Shel Klum. What is klum? Sometimes it means something, sometimes it means nothing. The Ksivei Chacham say, oh, it really means something. That's what Rashi is saying. No, but maybe the point is, says Rav Sternbach, quoting from the Chafetz Chaim, point is, shekolach chovos nechshavim b'keklum. If you take something, it's all meaningless. It's all money. It's not the ultimate chov, the ultimate mashkon. That Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the neshama. That's the message that we're supposed to get out of this. Give it back. Realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it back to you. V'ha'adam continues with Sternbach now. She'sovel v'do'eg da'az parnasa. We all have worries in life. We all have tirdas in our life. Yatziku da'agos acheros yesh lo li'nachem. We should take comfort and realize that all of these worries are like nothing. We have to focus on the ultimate worry, the ultimate yira. She da'agas klumheim nochach da'agos ha'amitios she yesh lo la'adam she yagia la'amod b'din al chaya netzach. The ultimate admeh v'esrim v'yashkia kol machshavaso eich lihinatzel mizu ha'daga ha'amitis chelev she yashkia ono u'mertzo la'havle olam hazeh ha'mad igimoso da'agas shav. So maybe take Rashi literally. It's shav. What is shav? What is klum? Klum doesn't mean something, but it means something, but it's really nothing. Right, you don't have to say like the Sifsei Chachamim explains. So that is just introductory, getting into this mitzvah of mashkon. So again, says today's Isser is the Isser of not giving back a mashkon when I'm supposed to give it back. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now, Shehu's Harnu, we are commanded, we are warned, Shelo Limnoa HaMashkon MiBailov, Beishu Tzarech Elov, not to withhold a mashkon when the owner needs it. Elisha Nashivlo Kli Yom Biyom V'Kli Laila B'Laila, whatever he needs by day, give back by day, and whatever he needs at night, give back by night. V'Yalzeh Ne'emar Lo Sishka Ba'Avoto. That's what it's meant. Do not lie and sleep when you have it by you. V'loshon sifri, lo sishka v'avoto etzlecha, elo tachzireyolo, kishelo yielo b'me yechlifenu l'chol shasinyanu. Because he's poor, he needs it. Kamo shebir ha-kasuv, like the pasuk says in Shmos, the Chinuch says, we have to read these two sections together, in Mishpatim and in Kiseitze, ki yuksuso levada, hisim laso le'oro. If you look in the Klei Yakar, back in Mishpatim, he alludes to what he says it, over there, here too, but the fuller exposition is there in Mishpatim. He says, what's the message of the sun? In both places, return it to him when the sun comes. Right in our parsha, im chavol tachmol samas reyecha ad bo hashemesh tishivenu lo, until the sun comes. And also there in Mishpatim, it says the focus is on that. That's in Mishpatim, and it also says it here in Kiseitzim. Imin anihu lo tishka b'avoto hashiv tashiv lo hashavot kevo hashemesh. What's the focus of the shemesh? That's the Klei Yakar here. The great darshan that he is. Valtzad Remes is Kira Shemesh. Why? Lomar, he says a couple of points. Number one, he says, Histakel b'shemesh shebarasi l'sham shechem. Altzad ha-chesed v'atztaka. I let and cause the sun to rise. It's all chesed. It's all tztaka. Who really deserves, perfectly, deserves the sun to rise for them? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadish b'tuba b'chol yom tov v'maaseh b'reishis. V'chol ha-mitzvah she'osin b'olam hazeh. All the mitzvahs, even all the mitzvahs, einan kedai lechesed gadol zeh, shekadosh baruch hu mazriach lemashemesh b'chol yom. We can't fathom what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom, and he lets the shemesh rise. Ki afilu liyirei Hashem, Hashemesh zorachas al tzad atztaka. And that's what Shlomo says, ein yitaron tachas Hashemesh. What does that mean? Shekol b'chol ma'asei adam, ein bohem dai heishiv l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed gadol zeh. Everything we do, we can never give HaKadosh Baruch Hu and act in a way that's commensurate to the kschar and the great chesed that he gives. So al kein amar ad bo hashemesh tishivenu lo tistakel b'shemesh stakash ani osim. Look at the stakah that I do for you. You don't really deserve it. and it's mine, but I do it for you anyway. As tikach musar mimeni tira, learn from me that I'm just like I'm mazriach you, the chama, so too tazriach the ani, who walks in darkness, vein nogalo, and please wake, give him light and give back his item. Number one. So again, the Shemesh is stucca that it shines for us, and therefore we learn from there. V'yeshod remez. And then he quotes another remez, v'amrad bo Hashemesh tishivenu lo. Number two, el ha'ivrim asher b'machane ha'ivrim. A play on words. He says, el ha'ivrim with a vav. Those who are blind. Asher b'machane ha'ivrim, that are in the camp of the Jews with a vet. She'yesh lem mishkenos shalaniyim. They have collaterals of the poor. V'yitzavu liyar she'im she'achzir laniyim. They keep it. They want to have it until the end. And then they command in their will, you know what, this is the mashkon of so-and-so, and after they die, you know, you should give it back. Says the Klei Yakar, Mi peti yasur heina, shalei yikayim ha-mitzvah b'chayav, shum mitzvah, but you have a mitzvah to return it. You're going to wait until the person dies, and then return it? You lose the mitzvah. V'yasa mitzvah lachar mosah shein ha-mitzvah, but you're not commanded in mitzvahs. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, b'meisim chafshi, and the Gemara says in Ksubis, kivan shemeis adam nasa chafshim in the mitzvos. We're free, no more mitzvos. The osim came b'lisafik, if somebody does this and commands their children to return the mashkon, but they don't want to, ein lohem schar ba'amalam. They don't get any schar. They don't get the credit for returning that mashkon. Kivan shelo kiyem ha-mitzvah b'zmana. K'shoyim ha-chuyev ba. V'yirshel ha-kabar ha-chamoso. He said, what are you doing? Am I yitro moset stuck of b'zmana hu? Hein mitzad. Number one, the money is not yours. Hein mitzad. You don't need it anymore. Number three, you're free from mitzvahs. So that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk. Ad bo ha-shemesh, before the sun sets on your life. Says the Klei Yakar, tishivenu lo. Don't wait. Don't delay it. And he says, v'altzad ha-remez. That's the pasuk in Mishpatim, ki hi ksuso levado, hi simla solo roba me ishkav, koyala adam. It's going on a person whose eye is roba anim, he doesn't want to give. He says, he, what's he? Giving back the mashkon is the only thing you're taking. Lovamosi kachakol. Hi ksuso levado, this, the mitzvah that you would do with the mashkon, is the only thing that you're taking. Ba me ishkav bekever, ki hu, anu at stoka ksuso levado. Kivamosa hu nikvar arami mitzvazu. And you only have stoka, as Eov said, tzedek levado. And therefore we have to take that with us, and we have to realize that. And then he says, the third pshat of Shemesh, Venucha Lomar Od. Again, this is an ikari kleyakar, a basic kleyakar on this mitzvah. Shkopazik the kipshuto. Take a kipshuto, but we have to realize, Nakat Pratim Eluk Shel Kadesha Yilmo Miyama no sein or Abilti no sein. Whatever you do with the ani is done with us. Ki asharad bo Hashemesh tishivenu lo yesh b'mash moshuso stam hashava ba'olam hazeh v'hashava l'aniyim ad bo Hashemesh shimsho zman hacheres v'chavshi is kodem zman amisa ka'amur. So it all means that. And then he ends off with biting words. It's a Klei Yakar does so much of. It's fascinating. V'kol shekein lo'os an kitos shafilu liyarsheyem lo yitzav al-hachsir. Surely to those who don't even tell their yarshim to be machsir, v'ni ha-yarshim yichu mamonam, v'hem yisu asavoinam, oi lo'os ha-klimo obusha, ki ra'isi b'doreinu. We see in our generation, says the Klei Yakar in Prague in the 1500s, ashirim rabim, b'shafel yeshevu, ki nechshalim bazeh v'chayotze bazeh, v'ein alochim musr v'chayeyem, v'tzaris ha'ayim, this is enough that I'm talking. We have all of these, says the Klei Yakar. We have to make sure, and he talks a number of places about stucca. The next pasuk he talks about people who are fakers and take stucca, but that's the lashon ad bo Hashem tishivenu lo, and one of the pshatim is before a person dies, because b'meis nafshe chafshim in a mitzvah. Once he quotes that, just to quote the Gemara in Ksuvis, which we can't not quote, once the Klei Yakar brought that up. The Gemara says, if you remember, Ksuvis kuf gimel min aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Bishas Petiraso Shel Rebbe, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was about to die, he gave his last will to his children. Amar Lebni Ani Tzarech. Nechuzu Banevel Etzlo, he called his children. They came in. Amar Lehem, Yizara B'Kvod Imchem. Number one, take care of your mother. Ner Yehei Daluk Bimkomo. A candle should be lit in my spot. Shulchan Yerach Bimkomo. Set the table for me. Put a place setting out for me. Put my coast there. Mita Tehe Mutsas Bimkomo. Have my bed made. Then he continues, Yosef Chafni Shimon Efrasi Hemish Shemshuni Bechayai Hemish Shemshuni Bemosi. Good, but then the Gemara goes through each one of these. Be careful of your mothers, of your covering your mother. Why do you have to tell them that? It's a mitzvah daraisa. If you skip a couple of lines, the candle, the bed, and the table. My time, huh? Kol beishimshi haviasi lebeise. Every Shabbos, he used to come back to his house. Says the Gemara, Biudanasi. Ha'u Be Shimsha Asi Shivavasa. One time, though, there was a problem. There was a neighbor in the house, and she saw, and that was it. He didn't want to come back because Shalol Hosi Lazal Tzadikim Harishonim weren't able to come back. But that's the Gemara. Kol Be Shimshi, he came back. Havi Asi Lebeise. Rashi says Be Shimshi Erev Shabbos. It means Erev Shabbos used to come back. V'nira be'enai l'fisha be'en ashmasos shalosh shagur b'fikol v'akol charedim alav ligmar kari be'shimshi. Right? Just be'shimshi, even though it just means twilight, it means Friday night because that's what real be'en ashmasos is. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas there, the Gilyon Hashas quotes, v'haya nira be'bigdei chamudos, continuing quoting for the Sefer Hasidim. Rabbi Yonasi used to appear in his Shabbos clothes. She'alovish b'shabbos. Upoter es rabum b'kiddush hayom. And he used to potter the tzibur with kiddush. V'lo kishar mesim she'im chafshiyim mitzvahs. He wasn't like other mesim, which are chafshiyim mitzvahs that we know of. Ki tzadikim chayim upoterim b'kiddush. Sefer Hasidim tatav shunchav zayin. That is the unbelievable Gilyon Hashas expanding on the Gemara. I said, Gemara, how could he make Kiddush? He's not alive, he's not here. How could he do that? So, the Chassam Sofer talks about this in Rav Yashiv, actually, on the Gemara there, in the Ha'aris, points to the Chassam Sofer, in the end of the third volume, Chelek Vav Simin Tzadik Chazer, he talks about Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi, how is it that Eliyahu Navi is at every bris, and really, and he never died, but we don't see him. How is it possible that he's still alive? And Nagu Alma Lubimila Lamar Zekisish Elio Zacholatov, the Gamas Palim Hamolim, Shiamode Elio, Al Yaminam, Lestamcham, the Davin Elio should be there. Vize Omer Nosofila Bashabis. But what do you mean? How can he come on Shabbos? There's Tchumin, Vachulu, the Gorn Erfid discusses this. So what is happening here? So says the Chassam Sofer in a very important section, which we have read in the past, Abel Emes Yoredarko, Kimi Olamlo, Ol Elio Bagufalo Malabiyud, Tvachim, Elio Anavi's Guf never went above 10 Tvachim. At the 10 tefach mark, when Elisha saw him go up in the chariot of fire, nifrada nishmaso migufo sham, v'hanishama ole umishamish lamala bein malachei shares, v'gufo nisdakdek, right, and his guf is somewhere here. So as we see Tanan, the Medelio Navi, third and second off in Shas. What do you mean the Medelio Navi? He never died. His guf is in Gan Eden, wherever it is in this world, in Olam Hazeh. His neshama is up, so when he comes down for a bris milah, it's only his neshama. So he's invisible and is able to be in a lot of places at once. He's not bound by physicality. But his guf could only be in one place at once. And he could go back. V'shore, his guf is begarida tachton, b'olam hazeh, u'biyom ha'besora, b'meir v'yameinu, when the day comes, for Mashiach, tislabesh neshmasu, b'guf ha'kadosh alaz, his neshama is going to go back into his guf like it was earlier. V'azu k'chol adam, mechach me'v'nevi'e yisro, he's going to be, yumi, he's going to be alive. That's why we quote in the pastor, B'levi Yitzchak, that Tishbi Ataris Kushis Vabayu's Taker. We're going to ask the questions to Eliyahu Navi, not to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Eliyahu is going to be—it was alive throughout these generations. He's going to be able to answer the shailas. V'hu Musmach Me Rabo Achia Hashiloni, and he gets smicha. He's going to continue the smicha from Achia or from Moshe Rabbeinu. Imhu Pinchas. V'hu Yismoch Aschach Me Yisrael. V'as Yeish Lo Din Kochav Bnei Yisrael. Eliyahu Navi is going to continue the chain of smicha. Ish Mipi Ish. V'chein Kol Pam Shemizgale U'Mizrae Ba'Olam Hazeh. Whenever he appears in this world, Milubash Begufo Azal. He appears with his pure goof. Ach, kashem esgala b'nishmaso, kmo b'yom amila. Oz einenu mechuyah b'mitzvahs b'mesem chavshiksiv. So he can come through the tchum. He's a neshama. V'yosha yorin mimata lamala, lo shayach shem tchumin, kshem esgala ofan zeh, hariyo malach, ava b'shalom e toru, magala dinim, ein lekvor halach api dvarav, de havelei rak kmo chalom, v'ruach nevu avei mashkicham b'baskol. But when he's mezgala b'levush gufo, that he's migdole chachma Yisrael, and you can listen and learn from him, like they learned on Daf Gimel, back in Maseches Brachos. That's the Klayakar on our Pasuk. Lefnei, right? Lefnei bo Hashemesh, before the sun sets, we have to make sure to take care of everything we need to take care of. Good. So this is the Isser of making sure I do not withhold an avot, a mashkon, from its owner at a time that the owner needs it. Kolin yinzeh mitzvah zu. I've already discussed this mitzvah, or I will discuss it, in Tavkof Pei Zayin. That's the next mitzvah, relating to this zaseh of returning a mashkon on time. V'yover al zeh v'lo hechzer a mashkon, lo ani, be'eshet tzarech lo. If somebody violates and does not return the mashkon at the time when he needs it, over alav zeh, and isid araisa, avalein lokan alav, as we know, there's no malchus lefishu lav she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Interesting, the Rambam says that reason. Is that a more inclusive reason? Because maybe this also, what about lav hanitak la'asei? It's lav hanitak la'asei. You took it, you have to give it back. So you didn't give it back in time, so give it back now, give it back 2 hours later. The Rambam doesn't quote that. There is a major machlokes. The Mitzvah HaMelech points this out. Really, it's a machlokes of all the no-say kelim on the Rambam. What is the Aseh, which will be the next mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, the mitzvah of returning a mashkon on time. So we know that is a mitzvah, Aseh, Daraisa, returning the mashkon. All the other mitzvahs related to mashkon are los aseis. But here we have a mitzvah, Aseh, Ashev tashiv lo asa avot kevo Hashemesh. What is that Aseh going on? We know there are four los aseis related to mashkon. The Israel have taken it by force. The Israel have taken it at a time when you're not supposed to take it. The Israel have taken Beged Almana, which Be'ez Hashem we didn't get to yet. There are a number of Isurim. What is the Aseh going on? All of them? The Aseh going on? They're all Avanita Glaseis? Or no? Maybe it's only going on some of them. Not 100% clear. And that's where there are a number of opinions. The Magen Mishnah in Gimel Aleph in Malveh Velove assumes that the Hashiv Tashiv is going on all four Lavim. And all of them are considered Nita Glaseh. And he explains the Rambam in that light. But if you look at other Rishonim, the Rivash is quoted by the Mefarshim there, by the Lecha Mishnah. It's quoted by the Menchas Chinuch also. That no, the Aseh of Hashiv Tashiv is only going on taking the Mashkon by force and taking it from an Ani and not giving it back. But taking it from an almana, which is the pasuk we didn't get to yet, or taking ochel nefesh, klei ochel nefesh, which we did a couple of mitzvahs ago, there's a break in between, right? We had a mitzvah of saras in between, so that's not included. Why wouldn't it be included? Good question. The Mishnah L'Melech said it's only going on this mitzvah that we're talking about today. The Israel returning it, not returning it, because that's what the context that it's in. If you look in the psukim, so this is a major issue. But again, the nafkamina would be what's called the lav anita glaseh and what's just called the lav she'ein bo maisa. Right, taking it by force is a lav she'ish bo maisa. Right, so the only p'tur you would have there is a lav anita glaseh. But our mitzvah today is a lav she'ein bo maisa and is a lav anita glaseh. That's the question again. And there are nafkaminas for this. Is there a chiyuv mitam gezela to return it, or is there a chiyuv mitam hashavas mashkon? Right, there might be a difference. You have to turn it right away. So you have to return it only when he needs it. Again, there are a number of nafkaminas, but this is an important machlokas relating to this los aseh. Again, the aseh that goes with this of returning the mashkon on time, we Be'ez Hashem will have to get to next time when we discuss this a little more at length. Stop here.